Next patient is Annette Doe, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, Annette Doe, D-O-E, D as in David. Next paragraph, just chief complaint. Let's see. Please make copy for Coretta Murphy. C-O-R-E-T-T-A. C-O-R-R-E-T-T-A. Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Coretta, thank you for sending Annette Doe for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. His will tell us. This is a 81-year-old female who has a past history of COPD, has been on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. The patient states she has shortness of breath with exertion, and on 2 liters of oxygen she maintains O2 set over 95%. She has a cough, she brings up whitish mucus, and she denies any chest pains or emaptysis, and denies recent weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of can you please also add in the presenting complaint? I'm sorry, first paragraph. The patient does have a history of hypertension and chronic atrial fibrillation. She has had arthritis of her extremities and has had previous knee replacement surgery. The most recent chest x-ray was done more than a year ago. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes the history for atrial fibrillation and history for bilateral knee replacement surgery. She has hypertension and diabetes mellitus. And she also has had lumbar laminectomy times 2 and a cervical laminectomy. Also had cataract surgery with implants. Next, habits of patient smoke 1 pack per day for 12 years and then quit. No alcohol use. She's presently retired. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of cancer. And father died of old age. Next paragraph. Allergies to morphine sulfate. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue and weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. And she has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has hay fever. She also has shortness of breath and wheezing. Denies chest pain but has nausea, vomiting. And denies diarrhea or constipation. She has occasional chest pains and joint pains. No calf muscle pains, but has leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. And she has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And she has no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list included metoprolol, 100 milligrams daily. Brio, 100 milligrams, one puff daily. And Ozempic injection weekly, 4 milligrams. Montelukast, 10 milligrams daily. Xarelto, 20 milligrams daily. Protonix, 40 milligrams daily. Lasix, 20 milligrams every other day. Clonidine, 0.2 milligrams once a week. Patch. Combivent, Trastimat, 2 puffs. I'm sorry, 1 puff, Q6 hours. Next, Lasix. Oh, I'm sorry, Lasix is 20 milligrams every other day. Gabapentin, 600 milligrams TID. Allopurinol, 100 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you mention habits? The patient smoked under one pack per day for 12 years. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 70. Pulse is 72. Respirations are 18. Temperature 97.6. Weight is 211. Saturation 98. HUND anomphalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat is clear. Nasal mucus injected. Ears no inflammation. Next supplement. No bruise. No thyroid enlargement. Or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with occasional wheezes in the upper chest, no coagulants. Heart sounds are irregular, sound as to no mama. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds are active. Extremities. 1 plus edema, decreased peripheral. Next paragraph, impression number one, COPD and emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number two, has history of DVT and pulmonary embolism. Next, number three, hypertension. Number four, diabetes mellitus. Number five, is obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, patient has been advised to get a CT scan of the chest. And get a complete pulmonary function study. She will be using albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPRN. And follow up visit approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Coretta Murphy, C-O-R-R-E-T-T-A, Murphy, M-D. Thank you.